Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Why Am I Sad? I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
I'm George.
And I'm Tom.
And I'm so fucking hungover right now, guys.
Hello, sunshine. Hello, blue skies. Hello, lovely day.
That is horrible. That is, what a way to start the show.
What a horrible introduction. Just what a voice. Like, just destroyed voice. Being like, yeah, you guys want to listen to a podcast?
It's this time of year, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I can like barely keep my eyes open. I'm like, yeah, let's record a podcast. This is a great idea.
Well, it's not visual, so you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
No one knows that.
Because you look horrible.
Yeah, I do. I look shocking, man. I look like I'm so red. I'm so tired. I've got no voice left. So I'm not a big drinker. And, like, we'll start the Christmas episode with some Christmas cheer. I've gone to too many fucking Christmas parties. And everything hurts.
What's all these Christmas parties?
So I've got two jobs. And then not only that, in one of my jobs, I worked at two separate stores. So I went to their Christmas parties individually. And then I've got a big WOG family.
Yep.
So literally every weekend in December, I have got some sort of Christmas party.
Man. See.
That sounds great.
I'm so tired.
We normally have four just for my job.
Yeah.
Which is probably three too many.
Yeah, three too many.
That's is that section, division, group, and then like company or something like that? Is that why?
So there's normally like a company one and then a department one. And then because I work with a lot of volunteers, we have like two lunches that we put on for them. Which are okay because I don't drink at those because I MC those, but that's exhausting. Mm. And they're back
to back. Work. That's not a party at all. That's work.
Yeah, no.
You have two Christmas parties and two extra work events.
Yeah,
yeah. They to be fair, work usually pretty clever in that they'll put the big all company one on a Friday because they're just like no one's coming to work tomorrow. So
yeah,
but
smart.
The department one is occasionally on a Wednesday or a Thursday just to be cheeky, and it's like you've brought this on yourself.
Yeah, like, I think if you're getting shitty at anyone rocking up hungover the day after a Christmas party, like, you've set yourself up for failure.
Well, I think it's one of those things where it's like, it's not like, oh, you suck because you've showed up. I think it's like, you just show up. If you go home at 3 that day, that's cool, but show up.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is in the same boat.
Yeah, yeah, you can't be shitty and be like, I'm not coming in. Like, everyone is hungover.
But I think some of them actually put it on a Wednesday. Like, I don't know, where I used to work at the bank, they used to put it on a Wednesday specifically to force everyone to not be able to go as hard because of the HR concerns.
So people still go hard.
So people still go hard.
As much. It's a Wednesday. You can't. You just can't. Like,
but you can.
Friday,
you can just do a bad job at the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, no, I had one on a Sunday night and everyone was like,
that's fine.
And I was like, I'm going to drive. I'm going to be really responsible. I'm not going to drink. And then some of the girls I was with, she just turned to me. She's like, I drove here so I wouldn't drink. I've had 7 shots.
Nice.
And she was like, I have to get an Uber home. Like, I've made a bad choice. I have work tomorrow morning. So I think it's hard to, like, when everyone else is cutting loose and those who don't have, like, a shift the next day do, then everyone else kind of joins in.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I used to work exclusively weekends. And back in the day, I could absolutely roll in and be fine. If I tried that now at 30 years of age, I would die. I just know. Like, I've had not big nights, but I've had, like, maybe more than three drinks at a dinner and then gone to work the next day and been like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
My body knows that something is happening.
It's
and
bad.
The last time something this monumental happened and my body didn't understand it, it was puberty. So we're on edge.
Yeah.
Oh, my voice is going to get deeper.
Deeper. And your voice is going to crack because you've been yelling all night.
That's true. Oh, being hungover is just puberty too.
Yeah.
Puberty.
Just like one really condensed morning of puberty.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I feel like... See, I reckon it's not... Like, yes, it does get worse as you get older, obviously, but I do think, like, part of it is just the lack of fucks you give when you're young. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It's not like you were getting away with it.
No.
You were, like, super sharp. It's just... You just didn't give a shit. Everyone's like, look at this guy. Just doesn't give care. And you're like, what's happening? Like, that's... It's the same.
I once was recording an episode with Cass's brother, and he just very sneakily just was like, excuse me one second. Like mid-episode, he was like, excuse me one second. And just left the room. And we were like, wonder what that's about. Only for him to like later in the day be like, yeah, I had to go home. I'm so fucking hungover. And I was like, ah, youth, to be young.
To be
it
19.
Is a Tuesday. Like, you know, and that's the thing is that like at my job in the hardware store, everyone's a lot younger than me. So, like, someone called me their work mum this week.
Oh!
No, but you know what? I get
that.
To be fair,
you'd ageless, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have that energy if you were the same age as them.
I do. And I want all the young kids to be, like, protected because I got, like, absolutely fucked at my first job. Mm. So, like, I'm very, like, protective of all the young kids. So I get it. But he was 20 and I am 28 and I was like, So, but they go hard and they don't stop. So everyone's like, yeah, everyone's younger than me or 50. Like there's not a lot of people in their 30s where I work.
I see in those 50-year-old seasoned campaigners.
Yeah.
This isn't their first rodeo, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So it was insane. So at like one point I was at like my previous like location's Christmas party and all the old dudes were just fuck-eyed and they were like, I've got this. But they were like holding a conversation. They were like having the best of times. And you could see like all the young kids were like stumbling and struggling. And these dudes just been like, I'm like 13 beers in. And you're like, fuck yeah, Craig. Fuck, mate. Are you dead?
Only on the inside,
yeah.
Zoe.
Yeah. It's called alcoholism. That's the secret.
Yeah, they were like, anyway, this is why I hate my wife. And you're like, I'm going to go talk to the, like incomprehensible drunk child. It's a better choice.
I just don't get the, like, oh, man, I hate my wife so much. Then don't be married. No one pointed a gun at your head and was like, hey, fall in love with this woman and marry her.
Oh, it's so
guys, you don't understand. This is how they express their love, all right? They just do it in a weird
in
way.
A weird,
they're a victim
way.
Of culture.
Oh, yeah. If boys hit you, it means they like you.
Yeah.
If boys tease you and make fun of you, if they're mean to you, it means he likes you. You should be nicer to him.
It's why my favorite sketch of anything in the history of sketches ever is the I think you should leave sketch where they're joking about how much they hate their wives and then Paul... Jamie Tarko, yeah. He's like, he gets up, he's like, actually, I don't hate my wife. And then
Jamie Tarko's his bully.
His nemesis, who says his lines too quickly. But yeah, it's Paul Walter Hauser, is that his name?
Maybe.
We all know that guy.
Are going beyond me, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's great. The minute you see him, you're like, oh, it's that guy. But yeah, he literally, then it's a 9-minute clip of why he loves his wife.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Perfect.
You want to cry.
That's what I love.
It's like a montage of this like one part of his life that his wife has helped him through, like a personal struggle he had, and just shows her being supportive the whole time and him being receptive to it and being like just feeling so much better. It's so nice.
It's a great sketch. It's just Anyway, everyone should watch I Think You Should Leave.
Oh, fuck, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. So that was, yeah, that's my Christmas. I've got too many Christmas parties. And my cousins, I have to see my cousins like every fucking weekend in December.
And that's bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just...
a lot.
A lot. It's a lot. And I love them and I'm super happy to see them. But at the same time, like, we run out of things to talk about by, like, the second event, and then we've got to spend Christmas Day together.
It's seeing like, this time of year, it's kind of like ice cream is delicious, and I could eat an entire tub of ice cream. But if I'd eat an entire tub of ice cream every day, my teeth would fall out and I would die.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of the same. Like, you know, you love seeing all these people. Like, you love them to bits.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have ice cream every day.
No. No, exactly. That is truly it. And the thing that I find
definitely the nicest way of saying I can't stand being with you for more than 5 hours.
Yeah.
No. That's not.
Well,
I think I'm more like pork crackling. You know, pork crackling, delicious for 2 bites. And then after that, you're like, get this away from me. I can't ever have this again. I hate this so much.
That's not true. Pork crackling's the best. As someone who had braces and was denied pork crackling for 3 years of my life, I'm never ever going to turn that down.
That's torture. But,
pork crackling and popcorn. 2 bites.
But then the third one, it kills you. I'm convinced.
Well, it's here's
a
question.
Why take it 3 bites to eat crackling, man? Just crunch.
Your third
like
piece,
a cookie
then.
Monster.
It's too much fat and oil.
Yeah, I get the same thing. You eat it, you're like, this is good, this is good. Then you're like, I might vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but get this away from me.
You're all
that's
weak.
What cousins are like.
Yeah. That is exactly. Look, I love my cousins. I love that I get to see, like, that we have a close enough relationship that I get to see them. Like, quite frequently. At the same time, like, we've got something every week that someone else has organized, but it's the same group of people. Like, it's like, we'll just invite everyone. So, like, we've got, like, this extended family thing with all the cousins. And so, like, we've got some plans every weekend. And I'm like, we're seeing each other on Christmas. That, why do we have to have pre-Christmas things.
Surely you're all busy. Like, I feel
we
like,
are busy. I don't understand.
I feel like every event that comes up during December, it's you're always like, oh, no, that's real good. I am excited about it, but like it, you're just so time poor in that month. Every single event comes up, you're like, oh, I'm happy, but oh my god, that's one less day I have to get everything I need to get done. So I just can't imagine purposefully doing that for 3 weeks in a row before Christmas.
Yeah, that's chaos. Chaos.
And it's crazy because we've got the thing. So my nonno, my grandpa, look, it's probably his last Christmas. That man is on his way out. And as sad as that is, and I am sad. Everyone.
Yeah. It's on the record.
Oh, yeah,
you
we
said
are
you were sad.
Sad.
You said the words.
I am sad. If they read it back to me, they would be like, oh, she said the word sad. There's no inflection.
I can vouch you're sad about this.
And look, this isn't a visual medium, so no one saw your face.
No.
Yeah. Or your crossed fingers.
Yeah. Or that sign I held up that said, I'm lying. look, it probably definitely is his last Christmas. And so we want to make it a fantastic Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, we do, my nonno, the worst thing about my nonno is that he's married to my nonna, you know. Mm. So we want to make it like a really big Christmas. And then there's one of his brother-in-laws has figured out that once my grandpa dies, he will be the patriarchal role in the family and somehow thinks that's of worth.
Okay.
But you're just a guy.
Yeah.
Where's this going?
He's
I'm so curious how
the oldest dude.
Like, how do you even mention that?
No, you can. He hasn't mentioned it. You can just see the thought process because what he did, we had this family thing on the weekend and he was like, and it's my turn to dress up as Santa. And I'm like, we have never had anyone dress up as Santa before.
This sounds adorable.
It was weird, man, because, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I also think, like, my uncle's a piece of shit. So, like, you know. Whatever you want to do with that.
That might be colouring the...
Yeah, thing, that definitely influences me. So he's there and he's like, I got to dress up as Santa for the kids. And I'm like, we've never had to do that, but you've taken upon yourself to be this role now because you think you're like, well, you now are the oldest dude who is alive and functioning. And I just think it's really odd because he made such a big deal of the fact that we all had to come to this party to watch him be Santa. And that was it. That was the only thing he wanted to do. And I was like, hey, man, if you just asked, you could have just done it on Christmas. I'm hosting Christmas. I have no Santa plans.
So this is what this is about. This is Santa guilt. That's what this is.
Santa guilt. He's got Santa guilt because he hasn't had to be Santa before. But, like, no one else has anyway. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
also,
so we've got, like,
if no one's ever been Santa, like, how old are the kids by now?
Well, I went through a lifetime of never having any of my relatives.
This is more and more like your issues.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, I never got Santa when I was a kid, and I'm hosting it, and I don't have Santa there, so this is fucked.
It's just not something we do. Like, I just never thought about it. We had, like, when I was a kid, we had Santas, but it was, like, always, like, my dad's friends dressing up for us. It was never,
we
like...
We never, ever had anyone, never any had Christmas that. I've no, had yeah. someone dressed as Santa.
Yeah, no, it's not a very common thing.
I know people who do, but it's like... Like, the game's up. Like, why is this boy... This man's been done his job. Why has he come back?
Yeah.
Why is he grandpa?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the thing, is that, like, I was there with one of the... Because there are, like, all my cousins have kids now. So I was talking to one of the kids, and they were like... I was like, oh, did you like seeing Santa? Because she's five and she doesn't know. And she's like, that was just Zio Franco in a costume. And I was like, well, the jig is up.
Yeah, kids
but
are
I like
smart.
I like that the logic there is that there's a real Santa. It just wasn't that man.
Yeah,
saw
it just
today.
Wasn't that one. One of them kept saying how they think that Santa isn't a man; he's a spirit.
Okay.
Kids are creepy. Yeah, he's like
that,
it's a ghost.
That
makes
rocks.
More sense though, because like if you lot, think about it as a kid, you're like, I remember the day you because everyone has those moments as a kid where you try and figure out Santa because you're like, it's not possible, and parents tell you magic, but like surely there's something else. The amount of smug I felt when I was like, oh, my God, I figured it out. I figured out how you can do it all in one night. My mom was like, what? I'm like, Mom, it's time zones. He has a whole day. He doesn't have a night.
Yeah.
He's got 24 hours plus.
Oh, Cass.
I was like, I cracked
it. That's definitely it.
I cracked it. Mom's like, wow.
You've done it. My kid's a genius.
See, I was doing all the heavy lifting for my parents because I figured it out just on my own but didn't say anything because I have a younger brother. But also, if you say something, maybe your presents stop. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And he was like, sus as, and was like, there's no way. And time zones didn't work for him. So I was just like, just told him that Mrs. Claus did Japan and New Zealand and that was enough. And he was like, cool.
Interesting choice of island nations.
Well, I just had to pick two countries that were like, oh, yeah, they're kind of a bit far out, so, you know.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So he gets it done because Mrs. Claus does two countries.
Nice.
That are small. Well, no, Japan's quite popular, so.
Yeah, it's extremely, so you've done populated. A serious range in your two choices there.
I have, you know. And, like, if he was looking at a map, they're kind of above one another, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know.
You're that good time zone. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is. I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. I had older brothers, genius. So I never got any of that. I never believed for it. Like, never got. And also, I think, I don't know if all wogs like this, but my parents just, it wasn't a thing ever.
You would get a present from Santa, but that was kind of like it. There wasn't like a big to do about
That's it.
My parents used to do a thing where, so like, we'd get presents from Santa, but they would always be like books and like chockies and like little things. And if it was like a big present, like a bike, or a video game thing, that was from them.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I was talking to my dad about it. I'm like, oh, that was like a thing that you did. Was that so that, you know, you'd take the credit? He's like, well, no, because we didn't want you guys, like, you know, talking to cousins or going to your friends at school who couldn't afford like a, and they'd be like, well, Santa's, you know, basically to my dad, Santa was egalitarian.
Yeah.
Nice. That's really nice. That's really considerate.
That's weirdly, yeah.
Comrade Claus.
Yeah. He was.
Oh, that's lovely. Santa used to bring us stockings. So, like, Santa would fill the stockings we had every year. And so I think the last year that we lived at home, my brother and I surprised Mum and Dad and we filled up stockings for them that they didn't know about. And they were,
oh, that's really
they
cute.
Were very touched. They were like, oh. And it was really nice that, because, you know, however many years of our life that they filled up stockings, even you know, after the Santa had gone, they would still fill stockings for us. And it was really cool to watch them have the magic of Christmas again because it was something that they completely didn't expect at all. And they were just like, oh, And just going through a stocking, like just full of like little things, you know, a pair of socks you think they'll like or this or that. And then they've still got their socks. I've seen them wear the socks we put in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
If you want to light up your parents' day and they've given you stockings, surprise them with a stocking Christmas morning. They will light up like the sun.
Just give my dad a box of chocolates and be like, sorry, Dad, I couldn't give you a bike because, you know, I didn't want the other kids.
Nice. Well, I was just saying, I got my mum for Chris. Like, we just do a one person for all the adults, and then the kids is a different story. So maybe I should, what should I get my mum for Christmas? I haven't actually looked at it once. I'm like, oh, just get her a massage or something.
I think the best presents are ones that are not going to take up any physical space. If you're not sure, like if you know someone wants something, get them that. That if you're not sure, something that doesn't take up any physical space, like a massage or something that you know they would never spend money on themselves.
Yeah.
So if someone really likes, you know, fancy board games, but they're not going to spend $100 in a board game, you can get them a voucher for a board game store or go in with friends to buy them something. Like things that they would never usually splash out on. So massage ticks both of those boxes. I think massage is a great gift.
Yeah, massage is good, man.
So easy.
Yeah.
Such a cop out, but I love, it.
It's not a cop out.
It's not.
Well, no,
it's
but you could even. But you could do like a spa day. Like that's we did that for mum 1 year because mums are hard to shop for because what are their interests?
Books, easiest thing in the world. I just go to a bookshop and I'm like,
spa day. That's it every time. Spa day.
Spa well, day. I got surprisingly enough, I did do books this year. But my mum, she's at school and she's doing, a lot of gendered work in like gender study work in her course. So I got her a bunch of books on like hood feminism and stuff like that to be like, hey, what if we didn't take a white woman's perspective on this?
I love that you gave your mum homework for Christmas.
Yeah, I gave my mum homework.
That is crazy. I love it.
Yeah, because what do you do buying books, HT? What do you do buying books for your mum? Like, do you know what she wants or do you just buy her whatever?
My mum and I have very similar tastes in books. Well, so we both love to read. I kind of know what she likes. And I usually, like, if there's a book that I'm like, oh, I'd like this, I think my mum would like this. So I often do that and then we swap.
So you're really buying your present for yourself.
Long time.
Well, no, not always. Sometimes there's books that I'm like, I have no interest in this, but I know my mum would love it. Like, she loves a good, like, crime thriller thing. Books are a good, like, she's easy to buy for. My brother is a nightmare because he just doesn't like stuff. Like, he likes three things.
That sounds easy.
Yeah. No. But those things are, so he likes running. He has all of his running stuff, or like he's got a sponsor with someone. He likes footy. I bought him so many footy things over the years, and he likes two video games specifically. So,
which two video games? I have to know.
So he loves Destiny 2, which he plays a lot. He likes, like, I bought him other video games. The problem is, like, last for his birthday this year, I bought him the Spider-Man game, and then he had a baby, and he's like, I haven't played it once.
Does your brother do, like, marathons and stuff?
No, he does middle distance, so, like, 400, 800, and 1,500.
Have you seen all those things that pop up? I don't know why I get targeted ads for this, but they are, like, quote-unquote virtual marathons. You don't have to do them all at once, but you sign up and do – it's like a running challenge. Yeah, and you get the, like, really fancy thing at the end.
I was like, it's there. It's not. It's upstairs. Oh. It's in lockdown, you just have to do exercise, and it's like, you've climbed Mount Fuji. And I have a medal that says I climbed Mount Fuji. Didn't leave Melbourne.
Run
much.
That was it. Or, like, buy them a year pass to all of the running events. I don't know if you could do that. I don't know if all your running events covered for the year.
Why don't you just get him a shirt that says run?
That's it. Done. I will take a leaf out of your book with my himbo shirt I got for my birthday, Zoe, and just get him a plain shirt and screen print the word run on it.
I think he'd love it.
He'd wear it, I reckon, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, that's good. Running. I think that is good.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh, that man's running, because I can see, because his shirt says run.
Yeah.
Is that a threat?
If you put an exclamation point behind it, it sounds like a command.
Yeah.
Like
or a threat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Run!
Run.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So are you guys doing good, like, Christmas shopping wise? Are we on top of it? No? Cass? Yeah, no.
So my families are set up so that one does a Kris Kringle, so everyone buys one thing for one person, which is really nice. It means you can, like, all of your brain energy goes into one thing. We haven't drawn names yet.
Good.
And then the other family, it's an entirely handmade Christmas, which I love because you just get something that the people you love has made for you. And with that one, I like the idea, again, something that doesn't take up physical space. So I like, you know, making something that will eventually get eaten. So last year I made everyone gingerbread houses, which keep for, I make them vegan and they keep for a million years. Like I think one year my mom and her partner were still having, they'd obviously sealed it airtight, but they were still having bits of gingerbread house with their tea in like July.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it was good. And it was like, it lasted and then they were bummed when it ran out. And I was like, oh. Good. It means it worked. So I'm making a spice mix and I'm trying to make there was this very specific oil blend that I used to buy from Indonesia when I was like almost a decade ago. Started buying it, bought out whole stores there because it just fixed every single ailment anyone I ever knew had ever. And I tried to import some recently because I ran out after two trips to Indonesia buying as much as I could because I loved it. And they changed the formula. So I'm going to try and figure out how to make it because everyone in my family really likes it. And those are my handmade Christmas goals. I've also, maybe potentially, I have overcommitted myself because one of the gifts I'm making, I'm going to try and make a leather bag. And I don't know how to do leather working yet.
Bless you.
And I decided to do this a couple of months ago before it was December. And when I thought, when will I do this? I thought, well, December. And now it's 2 weeks till Christmas.
It's the 11th of December.
It's 2 weeks till Christmas.
Leatherwork is like an art form.
I don't think it can be that hard.
It's not easy. This is fucking Mish Krokenbush over here.
I don't think it'll. I nailed the Krokenbush first go.
Can I just say also, though, the Krokenbush thing, like, you could follow a recipe for that.
Exactly.
You don't need to, like, yes, you can, like, to do, like, pastry stuff, you do need to learn sort of pastry stuff to make, like...
On the go.
On the go. But, like...
From scratch.
Leather work seems like you have to, like, you've just... That's... Cass, this is incredible for you to commit to this.
But the leather can't curdle. Like, I can take my time with things in the leather. Like, I can't.
You don't have time.
Christmas is, like, so close, Cass.
Okay, so maybe I've overcommitted myself a lot.
Why don't you just buy a leather bag?
And say you made it.
Yeah.
That would be lying on Santa's birthday. You want me to lie?
Yes, that's what every parent in the world does.
Yeah, Santa's an egalitarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how my Christmas is going at the moment. I have gathered all the items for half of the handmade Christmas present.
Why don't you give them all the stuff and be like, hey, I thought you'd like making a leather bag.
A gift of an experience.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
George, that's actually, this is good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we're smart.
Because they
teach a man to fish.
Yeah.
No, because
I've
specific-
leather work. You don't have to do it. There you go.
No, I specifically sourced secondhand leather bags and jackets so it could all be sustainably made. So I still need to take apart all the things I bought first.
Well, it's just, yeah, look, good for you. Good, good fucking luck, man. I got nothing to add to this.
We'll see how I go.
Fuck, man.
So I don't think we've mentioned this is our last episode for the year before we take our Christmas break. So I'll be able to, next time we come back, you can ask me how all my handmade Christmas went because I've currently, I am behind. I think I'll say that. I think I'll say I'm behind.
I am going to bet bad.
I reckon you're not going to make it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be a contrarian and be like, you know what? Fuck it. Cass, I believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom Christmas Miracle Reed. Sorry, handsome Christmas Miracle Tom.
Prove me right, and that'd be great. But if you prove me wrong, I'll be disappointed. So.
Ghost anyone of Christmas else? Guilt. That's what that is. Yeah.
So I think all in all, I only have to buy one gift. And when I think about that, it's actually more work.
I'm literally going shopping after this to go buy Christmas gifts. And I was like, what better time to do this than when you are so hungover your brain isn't working?
That's the perfect time to go Christmas shopping.
You can't overthink. Sunday.
I don't have free time.
Yeah, just saying. It's a great choice on a
smash a can of Coke, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
The best time to be ever be in a shopping center is the first thing in the morning, like as in 9 or 10 whenever they open. That is the best.
You can stroll around. What if you have a job? Like empty.
I thought some of your times you start late.
No, I work 6 till 3 every day.
Even on a weekend then. Tomorrow, go there first thing.
I'm not
love
getting
it.
Up. I get 2 days off a week. I'm sleeping in.
It's real good, but
no, I'm going to go with my dad. My dad's going to drive, get angry that there's no parking because he has not realized that it's Christmas and he wants to go and get one thing.
Okay.
He wants to go get one thing.
He wants to go get one thing from the store.
What a foolish man.
Oh, and I was like, I'll tag along because I got to do some Christmas shopping. He's unfortunately going to be stuck with me as I pick 8 million things for my cousins.
It is an experience, actually. Yeah. You know what? It is an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's nice. The only time my dad can talk about his feelings is when me and him are doing a task. So,
hey, maybe
yeah, you trick the body so the mind can work.
Yeah. And what about you boys? How's your Christmas planning experiencing going?
I am I'm great. We've settled on a spa day. So I'm done.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Finished. Hey, and girlfriend finished as well. Who needs to personalize? Fuck it.
But actually, if you want to personalize, go with her. Be like, I've booked a spa day for us, or if she's got a partner.
Are you talking about his mum or his girlfriend?
His girlfriend.
I was talking about mum.
Mum's
lost time with son.
I like that we're getting crossing streams here. I'm a big fan of that as a Greek man.
Yeah. mum and girlfriend, it's the same role.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're different roles, Zoe. It's how that guy at your work, he didn't know how to say he only wanted to be your friend, so he called you his mum.
Yeah, that's Only type of woman.
Yeah.
Two type, mum and
Ooh.
No, wait.
Mommy?
Yeah, I was going to say two times, mum and mummy.
Mommy.
Bring mummy in, I say. If daddy's in, mummy should be in.
No, it shouldn't.
It should.
Mummy's great. I love mummy.
Yeah, daddy is also in. Not in. I don't want to call me whenever daddy. I get it.
Oh, no. Do you ever say yummy mummy?
Oh, I love yummy mummy.
Well, I bought a Coke once that said Yummy Mummy on it. You know how they have like share a Coke with Jeff?
Yummy Mummy. Said,
yeah, I was like, ooh, well then.
Well, sexy.
Got to go to school pickup and see what I can find in the parental department.
Coca-Cola is a fan of the 1999 movie The Mummy, and I agree, it is.
Well, I was going to say, because we got Daddy and Zaddy, but like MILF has been around forever, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
Forget about MILF.
Yeah, when did American Pie come out? That's like
1999 or something like
it's a
that.
Great year of cinema.
Have you seen that big like explosion on? Not big explosion, but every now and then I'll see Gen Zs on TikTok who are like, "I don't want to have kids, but I want to be a MILF so badly." And like this concept of MILF has just shot straight down the generational line, and they're like, "No, I'm so entirely familiar with MILF as a concept that has become divorced from the need to parent, and it is an aesthetic, it is a lifestyle. They're like, I want to be a MILF and I will not be having kids."
But being a MILF just means you've got to be Jennifer Coolidge, right?
Yeah.
I think like, so. It. Yeah, but it's...
No,
but
I could start young, you know, could go all the way to Jennifer Coolidge.
These are people being like, when I'm older, I want to be a MILF, but I don't want to have kids and I don't know how to marry those two in my mind.
Step-mum. Step-MILF.
No, isn't it just like... Isn't MILF often just shorthand for like an older woman who you still find hot, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So basically these Gen Zs are just like, I just want to be hot still. And it's like, go, good, go for it.
Let them figure that out for themselves, though.
Hot and horny. That's like the vibe of a MILF.
It's true.
So George, so this spa day was for your mum or your girlfriend?
I don't know anymore. You're
things
talking about
can be two things.
Stuff? I'm very confused. Mums and mummies, I can't keep track. No, that was for my mum. I was going to get my girlfriend actually an Ember mug because I've got one and I love it, but they're sold out in the whole world. So because everyone's getting them now, they are a forever hot mug. So you put tea in it or coffee and it lasts forever. It's the best device ever. I got it like 6 months ago, but then I just saw that apparently it's actually exploded and there's like a TikTok thing about it and stuff. So they're like the one I got, the biggest size doesn't even exist. You can't even buy it in Australia unless you spend like $500.
Jesus.
So, give it your one.
Let's take it easy. Okay. Tea is very
I don't love her that much.
That's you know, that's not, there's no need to talk about that. I haven't even told her I love her anyways. Maybe I don't. Who knows? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. You'll figure it out.
Never
say it, I reckon, to be honest. Just quietly.
Hold it in for the rest of your life and just be like, this is the person I spend all my time with, I share every secret with. We are very intimate, but she is okay, I guess.
Yeah. I know a guy at work who refers to his wife as his housemate.
Nice.
As a bit? Or as a sad man.
Definitely.
He's done it as a bit for so long that now it's just shorthand and everyone knows who he's talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do that when I moved back in with my parents and I started referring to them as housemates. It's funny.
It is funny.
I do like when people refer to their husband or wife as their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's good.
I think that's funny.
That's gold.
That's what I meant.
I'm doing all right. I've got most of my stuff. I'm doing a bit of stuff later today and next week. My conundrum is that I have two people whose birthdays are close to Christmas.
Oh.
And it's not a problem of like, I'm never going to do joint present because that is the...
No,
that
is the never do joint present.
It's such a cop out. Bullshit thing. Yeah, bullshit. I don't get a joint present for my Christmas and my birthday because my birthday is earlier in the year. June 28, in case anyone wants to send me a gift.
And you should.
Yeah, he deserves it.
But the thing is,
this bike is from me. Where it doesn't pull far from the tree.
PO Box 7127, Reservoir East.
It's one of those things where it's like, what do you get for what? Like, so I've bought stuff and I can give it, I can just sort of pick and choose, but like, what's the thing that's better for Christmas and what's the thing that's better for birthday? Am I just overthinking it, Tom?
I think the one thanks, the George. One that is more personal should be for birthday.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
So, yeah, birthday is, I've always seen, because I know people with same thing, birthday I see as more of like, this is a celebration of that person. This is your relationship to them specifically, whereas Christmas is like, this is all the people you love and it's a shared gift-giving experience where it's like all reciprocal. So if it's something more to that person, very personal between you guys, I would do the more special one for the birthday because the day that celebrates them is more special than the day where everyone is doing the same thing. That's how I look at it.
See, the day is already their day. They're getting the present on that day. So that's already them being special on that day. So give them the more generic one. And that way on Christmas, they get to feel uniquely special even within that shared thing. You get what I mean? They're already feeling special on their birthday. So
you both made two great arguments and now I don't know what to do again.
But hang on. What about, you have to consider, are they also giving you a gift on Christmas? Because if they're going to give you a gift on Christmas, you don't want to over-gift on Christmas.
No, that's
because it should be reciprocal. I when I was younger, we had a thing where we bought presents.
Reciprocal, but slightly better.
Well, we bought presents for someone.
You want to win.
You want to win.
We bought presents for someone and they thought that we weren't doing gifts that year. And we were sort of like, oh my God, sorry, that's fine, don't even stress. But then they got really stressed and ended up spending way too much on presents because they felt so terrible. And we were like, oh no, like this
that's
is just,
that's a win.
We were just doing it like because.
Unless it sent them into the poorhouse.
it was awful because it was, yeah. miscommunication of we're not doing presents this year. I don't know if we forgot or.
I have a conversation with my brother every year because he's very particular about that kind of thing. Like he wants to make sure that he's like spending the right amount of money on people so that people don't feel left out or people don't think he's cheaping out or anything. And I'm like, that's not the meaning of Christmas. The meaning of Christmas is Santa and the Grinch's birthday.
Yes.
Obviously. Yeah. But other than that, like, that's not the point of it. And like he was saying this year, he's like, oh, but don't spend, like, what are you going to get me? Because I'll spend the same on you. I'm like, okay. So I don't have a child and disposable income. So like, if I get you something nice, that's fine. But you have a baby.
Yeah.
And I work more than you. So like, it's one of those things where I'm in a position where, like, back in the day when I was a uni student and whatever, and I had no money, it's like, well, your gift this year is I made this. not a cop out of making gifts, but that's the resources that I had at hand.
Oh yeah, the handmade Christmas I am a big fan of, and I think Kris Kringle came about for the same reason, because it was like, this is a way that we can all participate in something.
Yeah,
and we're not gonna have that problem.
Kris Kringle should always be either homemade or a bit fun or a bit stupid. Yeah. Anyone who goes too hard for Kris Kringle like sucks shit. The theme this year for my family, Kris Kringle, is recycled, remade, remodeled, and repurposed. So I've got a giant Kmart print of the sea, and I'm going to paint sea monsters in it.
That rules!
I'm bad at drawing, but that doesn't matter.
Then the sea monsters will look extra scary.
Correct. But it's one of those things where, like, I'm in a position now where I can spend a bit more money on my friends and my family for Christmas, and I'd like to do that. Because
can I also have a sea monster poster? That sounds lovely.
If this one works, when's your birthday, Zoe?
31st of March.
I've got plenty of time. Beautiful. Yeah. Can't wait to be trying to teach myself how to paint in March like Cass is trying to teach herself leatherworking in December.
It could work.
Hey, I've got faith.
Thank you.
And Cass, if you make a leather work, I would like a leather work for my birthday, just like what Zoe said, just to even it out.
Aww,
yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, a leather purse.
little man purse, little mess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's Christmas. We're good. We're solid. No one's terrified of Christmas this year.
I should always be.
Oh, always, yeah. No, I mean, obviously there's the base level.
Mm-hmm. And New Year's and New Year and New Resolutions, all that shit.
Oh, we'll talk about that once we get back, see if we've committed to anything.
Does anyone have an inkling of what they want their New Year's rezos to be?
I've never done one.
No.
I'd
like to get more sleep, but I'd like that always.
It's one of those things where it's like, I wish I was like, I don't know. Shouldn't you do one like if you want to change something about yourself, don't wait till the new year, just like have a crack at it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think sometimes for some New Year's resolutions, it's good to have a time frame.
Can a New Year's resolution be, I want to use a word wrong in sentences all the time?
Yes.
The whole year.
Just yes,
pick one
can.
Word.
It's sure, Kane.
I swapped a word over personally many years ago. It improves your whole world because it's a little joke from you to you, and no one else will know. So
well, that's good.
I'd recommend it.
What word was it?
I swapped out bonus, like B-O-N-U-S. I only say bonus.
That's good. That's
good for
good.
You. Yeah.
Hey, we're doing a bonus episode today.
Oh my god, that's great.
That's
great.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
That's
10
a great
out of 10.
Resolution. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
I've been George.
And I've been Tom.
And I'm still so hungover, but everyone else seems real fine.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Look after yourselves.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Make
we'll
sure
see
you take
next
time
year.
For you.
2022 will be our year.
Woo!
Or something.
Woo! 2020, woo!
Woo!
That's good. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.